I really thank the Lord that I can come here to share with the brothers and sisters.
我真是要感谢主，我今天又能够来到啊你们当中啊和弟兄姐妹们一起，我们来敬拜主。
And time really flies.
我们知道时间确实过得很快。
I remember my last time here was the beginning of the year.
我记得我上一次来到这里是应该是今年的刚开始。
And now we are coming to pretty much the end of the year.
现在我们已经接近这个年的尾声了。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, you all have a year filled with the grace of the Lord.
我真是盼望我们的弟兄姐妹都是我们这一年里面都是有主的灵充满，丰盛的充满。
And today I have a burden to share on the topic and to build yourself up on your most holy faith.
所以我今天想要跟大家一起分享的是说，我们在这个主的真道上面来建造我们自己。
And that is from the book of Jude and verse 20.
所以这是从犹大书二十节。
And so to begin with, could we as a brother and sister please turn to the book of Jude?
所以让我们一起来读，我们先大家请一起翻到犹大书，在启示录的前面啊。
Yeah, it's a very brief book, and the book right before the book of Revelation.
所以这本书犹大书就是在启示录前面，非常短。
So the book of Jude, we will first read from verse 1 to verse 4. In the interest of time, we're going to read together both in Chinese and English.
我们先要念的是从第一节到第四节，我们就抓紧时间，我们中英文就一起念。
Jude from verse 1 to verse 4 together. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are the called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ.May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I felt this necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation.Ungodly person who turned the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, let's continue to read from verse 17 and all the way to the end.
下面我们要继续念，从十七节开始一直读完。
And the verse 17 together.
我们一起开始。
But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand.By the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, in the last time, there will be markers of following after their own ungodly lust. And these are the ones who causes division, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And have mercy on some.Who are doubting, and saving others, snatching them out of the fire, and on the same have mercy with the fear, and hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now forever. Amen.This is a very brief book, and we just read. There's only 25 verses.
So, 这是一本犹大书，是非常短的一本书。我们刚才念了，总共就有25节。
And this book specifically talking about the condition of the last days.
因为这本书特别讲到我们的末后的日子。
And the time will become chaotic and dark.
因为到那个时候会混乱和黑暗。
And the apostasy warned in 2 Timothy and also in 2 Peter now has. Now actually are happening.
我们在讲到这提摩太书里面提到的事情现在正在发生。
And the Jew actually mentions here there are certain person who already crept into the church to be among God's people.
他在这里犹大他特别提到，在书里面提到有些一些偷着进来的到教会里面的人已经进来。
And this group of people are leading the people of God away.
他们这些人是要把我们人所带开离开神。
And there's a, in verse 4, they talk about concerning their teachings, concerning their conduct, there's a, two fundamental issues.
所以在这里第四节特别讲到他们的教导，他们的教训和他们自己的行为。
And the one is to turn the grace of our God into licentiousness.
其中有一个他就说将神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
And that is to take the grace of our God for granted.
因为他们把神所赐的恩典当作不把它把它看作是理所当然的事情。
They look upon the grace of God lightly.
所以他们没有真正的看重神所赐的恩。
And they take the grace of God as a license to indulge their flesh.
所以他们真是把神的恩变作是一个他们放纵情欲的一个机会。
And whatever what they do or whatever what we do is okay because the grace of God is so rich and abundant and he will always accommodate us, forgive us.
所以他们所讲的所教导的就是说不管我们做什么神神都会爱我们的。
And yes, indeed, our God's grace is free.
我们知道确实神的恩典是白白的赐给了我们。
And it is a grace of God that he saved us.
因为真是靠着主的恩典他来拯救了我们每一个人。
And it is a grace of God that he has given us the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是主的恩典他把主耶稣基督赐给了我们。
And it is a grace of God that he is leading us into his own glory.
所以也是他的恩典他要我们带领进入他的荣耀。
And yet the grace is free. It is very, very costly.
但是是我们是白白的得到这样的恩典，但是这个恩典是对主来讲是非常非常极重，他付了极重的代价。
It cost him everything.
他可以说要了他的所有的一切。
And yet,The grace of God has been turned into the license to indulge our flesh.
但是我们在这里看到这些人，他把主的恩典当作一个放纵情欲的一个机会。
And there's another issues in verse 4.
那里在第四节里面还谈到了另外一个问题。
And that is to deny our only master and the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在这里讲到的时候，不认识这个唯一的主宰。我们的主耶稣基督。
Here the word master actually means a despot in the original language.
他们我们在这里讲到主宰讲到的是这个
暴君。
是相当于主宰在里有形容词如果讲贬义词是暴君的意思。
Yeah, in the original language it's a very strong word. It's a ruler has absolute authority and the right over his subjects.
所以在这里讲了一个这样的一个掌权的人，他有绝对绝对的权利可以完全来控制他所控制的。
And dear brothers and sisters, we have been purchased by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是被主耶稣的宝血所买赎回来的。
And we have been redeemed, and we belong to Him.
因为我们被救赎了，我们属于他。
And He has a lordship, and He has absolute authority over our lives.
所以他在我们身上有完全的主权。他是主，他是主宰。
And here to deny our only master and the Lord, that is to deny the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ over our lives.
因为在这里讲到，如果在这里不认识他，拒绝他的在我们的主权，就是我们不认识主。
And we just still want to go our own ways. We want to live our own lives.
也就是说，我们仍然走自己的道路，我们要活为自己而活。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we read this verse, don't we see that it is the prevalent phenomena and trend in the world today.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们当在读到这个第四节的时候，有没有看到这个世界确确实实在朝着这个方向在走？
And not only for those unbelievers, but even sometimes among God's children.
虽然我们对那些在不认识人的不认识主的人当中是这样，实际上在认识主的人当中，我们也看到了有这样的情况。
And the gospel of salvation may has been watered down.
所以我们看到主的救恩有可能好像是就是白做了，稀释了，冲淡了，好像是。
And because of that, there's a certain very terrible and dreadful phenomenon.
所以我们看到有这样的一些情况的发生。
And here we in this chapter we can see that there's a morality has been corrupted.
我们也看到一些道德上面一些的败坏也发生了。
And if they have a walk in the way that in their walk in their service and they didn't do it from a pure motives.
所以他们所做的服事敬拜也好，他们所所讲的，他没有真正从一个真诚的一个里面来出来的。
And they just ran after their own interests, and they try to gain their own to fulfill their own selfish ambition.
他们只是从来自于自己的私欲，他们要为自己得到一些好处。
And as a result, there is only outward formality, and there is no true fruit from life.
所以，如果是这样的话，那只是外表，只有外表，没有真正的心灵里面的真正的果实。
But in the end, God's judgment is coming.
但是我们知道，在末世的时候，神他的审判要来到。
And that's a warning, and actually that is also is a blessing.
是，这是一个警告，但是同时另外也是一个祝福。
Because we know that the judgment itself is a separation.
我们知道这个审判来是要做一个分别的工作。
And the judgment is to usher in what is right, what can be accepted by God.
我们知道这个审判是引进来知道什么是什么是对的，什么是讨神喜悦的。
And the things that cannot be accepted by God will be cast out.
我们知道，如果是神所不喜悦的，就会被丢到火炉里。
And the brothers and sisters, this is a kind of a brief background about the book.
我们知道，刚才所讲的就是一个简单的一个背景，这本书关于这本书的一个背景。
But I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you agree, isn't that the time that we live in?
弟兄姐妹们，你是不是也同意？我们也好像也是这个书所讲的，也是我们现在所活在的这个世界当中。
And not only did our circumstances is filled with a chaos, probably has they become more and more chaotic for the past year.
所以我们真正讲起来，有可能我们现在所处的状况可能比那时候更糟，特别是过去这一年。
And there's a lot of us uncertainty ahead of us.
在我们面前所要面对的。也许多的不定的因素在我们当中。
And but not only the our circumstances, but that's the same phenomenon described in the book of Jude is also among God's children.
所以我们知道，所以在这里所讲的一些情况，包括在犹太书里面所讲的，也是讲到在我们的神的子民当中。
But in such a time, and Jude first reminds us right from the beginning in verse 1 that.Where we stand, what our position is.
所以在这个书的第一节里面，这个作者就在这里提醒我们，我们所当站立的，我们的地位是什么。
And we are the called.
因为我们是被呼召的。
And the brothers and sisters, as children of God, we have been called.
因为弟兄姐妹们被神所呼召，我们是被神所召的。
And we are not just being saved so that we sit here and wait until one day we're going to get into heaven.
我们不是被这里紧紧的被拯救，然后我们一直在等待神到那天，我们被一起提到天上。
When we were saved, we have been called for a purpose.
我们被有呼召在里面，是有一个神的目的的。
And from the word of God, we can see that we have been called into salvation.
我们知道，我们神呼召我们是进入他的救恩。
And we have been called to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也被呼召要来跟随主耶稣。
And we have been called to enter into the fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是要我们被呼召来和我们主耶稣基督有这样的交通和团契。
And we have been called to become a one body.
我们也被呼召出来要成为一个主的身体。
And we have been called to enter into glory in the future.
我们也是被呼召出来要进入神的荣耀。
And that's our standing, that's our position. We have been called.
这是我们所站立的我们的地位。
And we
被呼召的。
Not only that, we are also the beloved.In God the Father.
我们不但如此，我们是被神所爱的。
And brothers and sisters, our God is our Father.
我们知道我们的神是我们的天父。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, now we have become the subjects of our Father that He can pour His great love upon.
所以这是因着主耶稣基督，我们因着主耶稣基督，我们的父神的爱能够完全的浇灌在他的儿女身上。
That's our identity. No matter what happened to us,Dear brothers and sisters, we are God's children.
我们不管我们什么，我们知道我们是神的儿女。
It is such an honor.
我们知道这是非常非常极大的荣耀。
Not only that, we have been kept. We are kept for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不但是这样，我们是在主耶稣基督里面被保守的人。
Because of that purpose, the Lord is keeping us to reach that end.
这也就是因这个原因，我们的主耶稣会保守我们到末世的时候。
So this is our standing and position in our Lord Jesus Christ before God.
这就是我们在神的面前我们所地位，所有地位和所站。
But Jude does not only remind us about our standing.
我们知道这里不仅只是提醒我们的地位。
But Jude, he also exhorts us to turn our standing into a reality.
他也在这里要确认我们能够帮助一个我们所认识的，也成为我们真正生活里面活出来的。
And our position into our condition.
让我们的这个所站的地位能够进入这个状况。
And so from verses 17 and on, which we just read, he talked about, actually, there's a how to, he's an exhortation to the saints in the last time, and how we shall conduct ourselves.
我们在从第七节开始到25节就讲我们当怎样行能够保守我们到末了。
And his exhortation is not passive. It's not just knowing that the Lord is coming, so we just sit here and wait.
他在这里讲到了提醒我们不是很被动的。不是说在这里只坐着等待神来。
But it is a proactive, it's a continuous growing in our Lord.
因为他是鼓励我们，激励我们，要让我们在神的里面，在主耶稣基督里面成长。
And in verse 20, it says that.
在第二十节是这样说。
It says, But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And verse 21.Keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
二十节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So the exhortation is to we need to build ourselves up in our most holy faith.
所以在这里他作者特别提醒我们要我们在有真正的这个真道上面至圣的道上面来建造我们自己。
And here he says that the faith.
他这里讲到特别讲到是我们的信仰我们的真正的信。
And the faith is that's something that we can build ourselves upon.
所以这样的真正的一个信能够使在真道上面能够建造我们。
And in verse 3 he said the first cell has been was once delivered to all the saints.
他在这里第三节回到第三节这里讲到这个信同样的信就是真道上面这个真道曾经那个时候是给了圣徒的。
And we know that the faith in the Bible talks about that all the truth and the revelation concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道在这里讲到我们的信我们讲的真道是完全是主他自己。
But we also know that all the teachings and the truth are not just doctrines per se.
我们知道在这里讲的真道不只是一个教训而已。
And all the teachings and the truth concerning our Lord Jesus Christ are leading us to enter to experience who our Lord is.
所以真正的在这里的教导真理的教导是要我们带领我们进入我们的主耶稣基督里。
And because only our Lord Jesus Christ is the solid foundation.
因为只有主耶稣基督他是真正的一个我们的根基。
He is the foundation that we can build our lives upon.
他是一个真正的根基我们可以在他上面所建造我们真正的生命。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
在那个哥林多前书里面哈，哥林多前书里面是第三章。
Yeah, Paul said that he himself is like a wise master builder. He already laid the foundation, and he continued to say that later. He said that, but each man must be careful how he builds on the foundation, for no man can lay the foundation other than the one which is laid.Which is Jesus Christ.
因为保罗在那个哥林多前书第三章里面讲到他就像一个工匠一样这里说他说我照着神所赐给我的恩赐好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基在有别人在上面建造。
And he also says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 7.
他另外也在哥罗西书里面也第二章里面也讲到第七节。
And he said that we have been firmly rooted and now are built up in him and established in our faith.
他说我们在他里面生根建造信心坚固正如你们所领的教训所领受的教训 感谢的心也更加增长了。
Dear brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation.
我们知道啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的主耶稣基督就是那个真正的根基。
And to Christians, there is no other foundation.
对于我们基督徒来讲，没有任何第二个根基。
The people in the world may build their lives upon many other things.
我们知道，在世上的人可能可以他们来啊过自己的生活，可以建立在不同的其他的啊基础上面。
But for us as the children of God, we can only build upon our Lord and continue to grow in Him.
对于我们是神的儿女，我们只有一个根基，就是建立在我们的主耶稣基督上面。
And there is also interesting in verse 20, and Jude used the term to build yourselves up upon your most holy faith.
在这里回到我们犹大书第二十节，在这里特别讲到，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Yeah, probably in Chinese it has not been translated and in that way. But in English it says to build upon your most holy faith. And he does not say that to build upon the most holy faith.
所以在这里中文上面有可能讲好像我们理解成是你要在你的那个至善的真道上面建造自己，但实际上他在这里英文里面讲的是一个但特指的那个至圣的根基真道，就是那唯一的
In verse 3 it says the most holy the faith, but in verse 20 it's built upon your most holy faith
在第三节里面讲到是那个唯一的那个根基，在这里讲到第二十节就讲到这些唯一的根基已经变成为你的根基。
Yes, it is yours, it is mine.
也就是已经成为我的，也成为你的根基。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just some objective fact.
这个东西不是弟兄姐妹，不是一个很抽象的一个概念。
And it is already, it is a possessive that belongs to you and belongs to me.
这是一个属于你和属于我的，要真正成为属于我们自己的。
And it is my most holy faith. It is your most holy faith.
这也是要成为这个真道，要成为你的也我的真正的圣道。
And it is that there is a relationship behind yours and mine.
因为在这个里面，在这背后是有一个关系在里面。
And it also says that it is the most holy faith.
因为这是至圣的一个真正的一个信。
And being holy, I don't know, brothers and sisters, what your thought when you think about the word holy?
当弟兄姐妹们，当我们讲到这个圣的时候，这个圣洁的时候，我们能想到的是什么呢
？And probably sometimes we feel like a person who is holy might be someone who always have this serious stern face.
所以我们可能会讲到，我们想象到，如果讲到这个人比较圣、比较圣洁的话，他可能都是脸都是一直很严肃、很板板的哈。
Or there's someone always think about something heavenly will never touch the ground.
或者有人会感觉到，哎呀，这个地上实在是不洁，我们都不能碰到这些属实实在是。俗的东西。
Yes, indeed. The meaning of a holy means that there is a pure, is a purity, is a cleanness.
真正讲的圣，确实是这样，是一个一个很纯的，一个非常纯的东西。
But more so, it is to set apart.
这另外一个话讲，就是说要分别开来的，是要分出来的。
It is set apart from the world and set apart to God.
因为是要从这个世界分别出来，专门的归给神的。
Your and my most holy faith.As we continue to grow in it, that will allow us to be set apart from the world and set us more closer to God Himself.
因为神的真道在我们的里面，让我们里面的信更加的纯，让我们能够从这个世界分别出来，完全的归给神。
So to build up ourselves upon our most holy faith.
所以让我们真正的信是建立在这个至圣的这个真道上面的时候。
But in sisters, it means that we will continue to grow in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这也就是弟兄姐妹们，这也是。说我们在主的里面继续的不断的成长
in knowledge and also in our life experience
不但是从知识上面而是从我们真正的生活的生命的经历上面
and I pray that the Lord will open our eyes so that we can truly see our Lord is so rich and so abundant there's a lot of part of our Lord we have not come to know
所以弟兄姐妹我们真是让神来开我们的眼睛让我们能真正认识到我们主耶稣的他的丰盛和奥秘
And we need to know him.
也让我们真正能知道他，因为我们许多的地方，他的许多地方我们根本就不了解。
And we shall never be content with what we have experienced.
我们不能好像我们已经认为我们自己了解了，实际上我们还没有。
And for illustration purposes, I will just use my cell phone.
所以我就做一个解释呢，我想我用我的手机来做一个解释。
This is a very old model. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's a smartphone.
这个我的手机呢虽然是比较老了，但是它确实还是一个智能手机。
But as a matter of fact, this smartphone in my hands is not that smart.
但是你知道这个智能手机在我的手中可能不是那么聪明。
Because I use it just like a regular phone.
但我因为我只是用它只是作为一个普通的电话来用。
And sometimes I may just check the text messages and check email, that's it.
所以有的时候会去用这个手机来看一看我的电子邮件或者一些短信。
But sometimes, as this phone in my son's hands, it seems it becomes smarter.
所以如果这个电话到了我的儿子手上的话，好像这个电话就变得非常的聪明。
And yes, there's a lot of features of this smartphone I have never come to know.
因为这个手机里面的它许多的功能我根本就不知道，也不知道怎么用。
And I have no desire to know.
我也没有任何的兴趣想要知道。
Therefore, my knowledge concerning this phone is very limited.
所以我的知识对这个电话对我来讲是非常的有限。
Therefore, my experience of this phone is very limited.
所以我能用这个电话的话，一些功能也非常非常有限。
Brothers and sisters, we should never feel content of our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们不能对认识耶稣基督，我们认为我们已经认识。
If we do, then it's just like me using my smartphone.
如果你确实这样认为的话，你就很像我怎么用这个电话一样。
Our Lord is so rich and abundant.
我们知道我们的神是这样的丰富。
And yet our knowledge and experience of Him could be very, very limited.
因为但我们自己的人的有限，我们对他认识可以说是非常非常的有限。
And not only do we need to come to know Him.
如果我们的真正的知识，我们要能够认识他的话。
And more so, we need to take by faith. We need to experience Him.
我们真正要靠着我们的信来经历他自己。
And we are very familiar with the story about the people of Israel entering into the land of Canaan.
我们大家很熟悉，在旧约里面讲到以色列人他们怎样进入迦南地
，and how they were delivered from the land of slavery, Egypt.
他们怎样从他们为奴的地位被从在埃及为奴被带领出来
？And but that the story did not stop there, but they were to be led into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
因为这个故事并不停在这里把他们带出来。神是要把他们带入进入他们神的应许之地，就是迦南地。
The land was already given to them.
因为这个地已经神应许了给了他们。
But they need to set their foot on.
但是他们必须要他们用他们的脚去脚踏神所给他们的地。
So as the people of Israel came to the land of Moab.
所以我们以色列他从摩亚出发。
And before they were about to cross the Jordan to enter Canaan.
所以他要渡过约旦河才能够进入迦南地。
And so Moses there exhorted the people of Israel to love the Lord and obey his commandments. And it is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 24.
所以在这里摩西是跟他们讲要他们遵守神的一切的命令，要他们过这个河去到应许之地。那是在生命记里面讲到。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 24, the first part says that every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours.
在这个生命记第11章24节的前面部分讲到说摩西是这样说的，凡你们脚掌所踏之地都必归你们。
The land was already theirs.
因为那个地已经在那里，已经是给他们的。
But they still need to set the sole of their foot.
他们
on the land.
但是仍然他们要用他们的 脚掌去踏那个他们所允许的地才能成为他们的。
And Christ and his life has been given to you and to me.
同样一样，主耶稣基督已经赐给了你，也赐给了我。
Brothers and sisters, we need to set our foot in the abundance and the riches of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是一样，就跟以色列人一样，我们要用我们的脚要脚踏进入这样的丰盛之地。
And that will be yours, that will be mine.
这就成为你的，这个丰盛成为你的，这个神的生命也成为我的。
May the Lord not only open our eyes, but also continue to give us a desire to experience Him more and more.
所以真是让神开我们眼睛，让我们有这样的渴慕、渴望， 来认识他更多，认识他的丰盛。
And to build ourselves upon our most holy faith, and we also need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
也正是让我们能够在这个至圣的真道上面建造自己的时候，要我们也是在圣灵里面要祷告。
And as Christians, we all know the importance of a prayer.
我们知道，作为基督徒来讲，祷告对我们来讲是非常非常的重要。
And some say our prayer is like our spiritual breathing.
有人这样说，我们的祷告就像我们的灵里面的一个呼出
呼吸
是我们的 呼吸
yeah, yes. There's one young person in our assembly showed me this high-tech gadget.
我们在我们那个聚会的话，有一位年轻人，他给我们看了一个非常非常先进的一个小仪器哈。
Yeah. It's a wearable. It's some kind of wearable device. And from time to time.
戴在手上的环，一个手环。
Yeah, from time to time, it will send you a signal, and you will read a message saying that breathe.
他有的时候会给你一个信号，他就说好像震动一下，他给你信号提醒你，你这是要呼吸了，要呼吸。
For some reason, we seems that we feel like we are breathing, but a lot of times I was told that our breath is very shallow. So probably that's the purpose of that signal. Our message is that you need to breathe. Okay, now it's time to breathe.
所以我们有的时候像这个样的，我们可能常常的我们自己呼吸可能非常的弱，我们自己都没有意识到，但是这个装置它就没有探测到，所以它就常提醒你要好好的呼吸，要呼吸。
Yes, indeed, this breathing is very, very important for our physical health.
因为我们是的，这个我们讲的，我们人的呼吸对我们的身体是非常重要。
And yet, just prayer is just as important for our spiritual health.
所以我们基督徒祷告也是一样，同样的重要，对我们灵命是非常的重要。
And through prayer, our spiritual life can grow and be sustained.
因为只有经过这个圣灵的祷告，我们的灵里的生命才能够成长。
And some say that the prayer is so important that if we have more prayer, then we would have more spiritual power.
所以我们有人讲，我们的祷告是这样重要。我们如果祷告的越多，我们就有更有属灵的力量。
And if we pray less, then our power is less.
如果我们不常常祷告，我们就没有在属灵里面的力量。
And if we do not pray, then there is no strength for our spiritual walk.
如果我们根本不祷告的话，我们根本就没有办法有属灵的力量刚强，能够跟着神走。
And the Lord Himself actually also reminds us to keep watching and praying so that we may not enter into temptation.
所以实际上我们主耶稣基督他自己要我们要常常的警醒的祷告，让我们不进入试探。
But no matter what, the prayer actually is to show our dependence and also our trust.In our Lord.
实际上我们的祷告实际上是来显示我们的依赖我们的主。
And it could be as simple as our cry from our needs.
也可以说是我们从我们里面所需要的一个呼求。
And it could also be our prayers in our ministering to God's will.
也是一个我们在神的面前的施工的一个祷告。
So brothers and sisters, it is such a great reminder that we need to pray.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是需要祷告的。
If we do not pray, actually, it is an indicator that we are still very self-reliant.
所以，实际上从另外一句话说，如果我们不常常祷告的话，我们实际上完全是还在靠着自己在活。
And pray that the Lord will burden our hearts so that we can truly learn how to trust in Him, how to depend on Him in prayer.
经过我们的祷告，让我们真实能够经历他，完全我们来依靠我们的主来过每一天的日子。
But the Jude here says that we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
在这里，犹大书里面特别提到，我们要在圣灵里祷告。
That means that our prayers need to touch the will and the purpose of the Lord, and also be guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以这也就是讲，我们的祷告是要靠着圣灵带领我们，能够摸到神的心意。
And because only the Spirit knows the will of God.
我们也知道，只有圣灵他能知道带领我们认识神。
And yes, indeed, there's in our personal lives there may be a lot of needs.
当然在我们的日常生活中，我们可能个人都有各方面各个方面的需要。
And we need to bring those needs before the Lord.
我们真是要把这些我们所需要的也一样带到我们的神的面前。
And through prayers we can experience that indeed He is a true and living God.
经过我们讲祷告和祈求，让我们真正的经历神他是真正的神。
And whether we are young or old,
不管我们是年轻的或者是年长的。
Brothers and sisters, through prayers, And in our needs, we can experience who He is.
所以我们啊，弟兄姐妹们，经过祷告，只有经过祷告，我们才能认识他是谁。
And I will give it one testimony, a young brother in our assembly.
我也可以你们一个见证，就是讲到我们那边聚会的地方的一位年轻人。
And he actually is a college freshman, and he just lost his dorm key just a few weeks into school.
所以他是一个年轻的弟兄，他只是大学的一年级他丢掉了他的找不到他的宿舍的钥匙。
So he brought up that prayer request in the prayer meeting.
所以他把这件事情带到那个教会的祷告会里面来。
And so brother and sister has a burden to pray for him.
所以弟兄姐妹们都有这负担为他祷告。
And we pray that he eventually could find his key.
我们祷告就是说他要希望他能够找到这个钥匙。
And so every week as we have a Bible study meetings, that brother would just very faithfully update us about the status.
我们每个礼拜我们都有学习查经的学习，他呢也很常常告诉我们真正的到底现在是什么状况。
And so a week passed and the second two weeks passed and nothing, no news about the lost key.
所以过了一个礼拜，然后过了两个礼拜，好像没有任何消息关于这个丢掉的钥匙。
And so there's some brothers and sisters feel like, oh, probably already had the second thought. Probably we should resort for Plan B.
所以我们有的人可能有点想想我们可能要想个另外的办法了。
And because probably the key will never be found.
有可能这个我们没有永远找不到这个钥匙了。
And so we should probably change our prayer direction that instead of finding the key, we should pray for our brother so that he can be strengthened. Even the key will never be found.
所以我们的祷告可能说我们要不要该转转方向？我们本来是说我能找到这个钥匙，那我们现在是不是要为这个弟兄祷告，让他的信心坚强？就是钥匙没有找到，他也能够仍然相信主。
But very interestingly, and as the brothers and sisters were praying, there's an urgent thought in their hearts. They need to pray that the key shall be found.
所以非常有趣的是，我们特别是这样想的时候，实际上里面有给我们里面心里面有个感动，是还是仍然为这个钥匙要找到这钥匙。
And the burden was, Lord, prove yourself, you are trustworthy.
所以我们这里心里祷告就说，主啊，你向自己向我们显明你是值得我们相信的。
Lord, prove yourself to that young brother that you are true and living.
所以主啊，你自己向这个年轻的弟兄显明你是活的神，真神。
So the prayer was offered in such a way.
所以我们的祷告就这样子向神祷告了。
And things happen in a way that is actually out of our expectation.
所以事情的最后结果是完全出乎我们所想象的。
And so brother to the point that he feel like, oh, okay, now the key will never be found, and he already decided to actually to go to the front desk to pay the fees to rekey.
所以对那个年轻弟兄在讲，他说，哎呀，看来那么长时间也找不到那个钥匙了，看来我只有算了，就是到前台去付那个罚款，然后再拿新的钥匙。
But amazingly, just the day before he was about to pay the fees, and he was notified that the lost key was found.
所以也就是在那前一天，他正要准备去付那罚款的时候，他被人通他接到了通知说他那个丢掉的钥匙找到了。
And he shared that with us.
所以他和我们大家一起分享这个好的消息。
And not only he was filled with joy because he experienced the Lord.
不但他心里充满了喜乐，因为他是经历了神自己亲自经历。
And those who have been part of that prayer and been part of that incident and have been always was always rejoicing with him because we all together experience the Lord.
所以我们大家为此一起祷告的弟兄姐妹，我们也是非常的喜乐，因为我们同样的经历了神的真实。
And the point is not always to.All the lost key will be found, brothers and sisters.
对，我们看到真正的祷告不只是为了这个钥匙找到。
The point is not all the lost keys will be found.
对，我们的观点是不是说祷告的时候好所有的钥匙丢掉钥匙都找到了。
But the point here is, as we pray in the Holy Spirit, sometimes the leading of the Spirit might be in opposition to our own thinking, our own reasoning.
所以我们在经过这个祷告的时候，他要带领我们带入我们进入一个是我们自己所 带领我们当怎样祷告。
And so that we may pray according to His leading and His will.
所以我们能够知道当怎样来祷告，然后让他来带领圣灵带领我们。
And so Jude here exhorts us to pray in the Holy Spirit, to pray according to the will of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to gain freedom, leading us in prayer.
所以在这里讲的是在圣灵祷告，就是让圣灵能够带领我们来进入他自己。
But our prayers shall not be only limited to our personal needs.
所以我们知道我们的祷告不只仅仅限于在我们自己个人的需要上面。
And if we only limit our prayers concerning our personal needs, brothers and sisters, we may be still self-centered.
当弟兄姐妹们，如果我们只是在祷告里面，只是关心到我们自己的事情的时候，我们仍然还是活在一个以自我为中心的里面。
Our prayer may be start from me and ends with me.
我们知道我们的祷告可能从我们自己开始，最后结束结局还是为了我自己。
And if we continue in that way, then we probably have missed the bigger picture.
如果我们这样做的话，我们可能真正没有看到一个神的他给我们那个大的图画。
Because God saved us for His own glorious purpose.
因为神他拯救我们是为了他自己的荣耀。
And to conform and transform each one of us into the image of His own beloved Son.
所以他要我们的是每一个人都成为一个像他自己宝贝的儿子耶稣基督。
And He is to build us together and to be the body of Christ.
所以他把我们在建造在一起，建造在主耶稣里面。
And therefore, pray that the Lord will enlarge our capacity.
我们知道让我们祷告的时候，让神给我们有这样大的看见。
Yes, we do need to pray for our personal needs, our brothers and sisters' personal needs, but pray that the Lord will allow us to see the bigger picture.
那是我们会为自己的需要或者为弟兄姐妹的需要我们祷告，但是经过这些让神让我们看到我们有更大神的给我们的更大的一个图画。
And like our Lord taught His disciples how to pray, He said in his prayer He first mentioned the name of the Father and the kingdom.
所以在这里讲主耶稣他教导他门徒怎样祷告的时候，首先讲到是父和他的国。
And His will be done.
他的旨意成就。
And then also in Paul's prayers in Philippians, Ephesians.
在以弗所书，保罗在以弗所书里面也讲到。
And Paul's prayers also are also concerning the needs of the body.
所以保罗他在以弗所里面祷告，他是关乎到关于主的身体。
Concerning the fulfillment of God's purpose.
他也是祷告，愿神的旨意完全成就。
And so pray that as we learn to pray in the Spirit, not only concerning our personal needs, but also for our assembly, for the body of Christ, for His church, for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
所以在这里，我们在如果在圣灵里祷告的话，我们不但是为了自己，我们是为主的身体，为他的教会在一起的祷告。
And do you continue to say that to build our To for us to build ourselves up upon our most holy faith, we need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
所以，真是我们要如果真正的我们能够在至圣的道上面建造自己的话，我们需要我们神的爱。
And the brothers and sisters, our God is love.
我们知道神他就是爱。
And we are His beloved.
因为我们是被他所爱的。
And He has done everything out of His love.
因为他所有做的一切都是出于爱。
And out of His love, He saved us.
因为他所讲的也是出于他的爱。
And He forgave us.
因为他赦免了我们。
And He gave us His life.
他把他的生命赐给了我们。
And He sanctified us. Sometimes He disciplined us.
他让我们成圣，他也管教我们，也是出于爱。
And He is leading us into glory. And all this is out of His love.
因为他要把我们带领进入他的荣耀，所有的一切都是因着他的爱。
And we need to understand and we need to know His love.
因为我们需要真正的明白，我们需要能够明白他的大爱。
If we misunderstand His love, a lot of times we will fall into a very difficult situation.
如果我们不能真正的明白他的爱的话，我们会处于一种非常困惧的状态。
And so a very familiar story in Luke 15.
我们知道在路加十五章里面我们大家都非常熟悉。
And brothers and sisters, as you turn to that chapter, probably the first thing pop up to your eyes is the prodigal son.
当你打开你的圣经看到了第一个出来的那个讲到是一个浪子的事情。
And we know that story actually tells a father and two sons, but always the younger sons are caught our eyes.
因为那个故事里面讲到是一个爸爸和两个儿子，但是常常是那个小儿子让我们首先注意到他。
And because the younger son did not know the father, did not know the love of the father, he left the father's house and he went on his own way and he wasted his own life.
所以这个小的儿子他好像没有认识他的爸爸，也不知道他爸爸的大爱，所以他自己离开家，他把可以说在外面所过度过的这段时间年岁就是浪费掉了。
And that younger son is the famous prodigal son.
所以我们讲到那个小儿子就叫做浪子。
And yet there's the other son that is the older son.
那另外一个还留在家里面是大儿子。
And that older son was more duteous, and he stayed home and he served and served and served.
And 这个大儿子非常听话，他在家里面啊做事，按照他爸爸所要的做了事，做了事，尽力的做事。
And unfortunately, he didn't know the heart of the father either.
但是虽然这样，但是他也没有真正啊知道爸爸的心。
And so when then at the end, as the younger son returned, he complained to his father.
但到后来的时候，当他的弟弟回来的时候，他反而向他爸爸抱怨。
So actually, in his heart, his father was always asking something of him, never wanted him to enjoy.And to have a joy in his life.
所以他的抱怨就是说，他好像他爸爸从来就是叫他做什么事情，但从来没有让他能够有得到享受。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not know the love of the Father, our heavenly Father,
如果弟兄姐妹们，如果我们不能真正的明白了解我们在天上的父的爱的时候
，and a lot of times we probably could be like the younger son, we feel like there's the outside world is so attractive.And let's leave the house of God. Let's to find our enjoyment in the world.
所以我们有的时候可能会像这个小儿子一样的，我们可能离开这个家，去到被这个世界所拥抱，我们去在世界里面寻找欢乐。
And or we may just like the older son, we would like to stay in the house, and yet we complain and we have hidden grudges, and we never have found the joy serving the Father, and have this joy in fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters.
或者有的时候我们可能另外一个方向，我们虽然没有好像去跟这个世界拥抱，但是我们虽然在这里面所做的，但是没有任何的喜乐，没有真正了解父的爱。
And brothers and sisters.And we need to know that our God is love, and He is our loving Father.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真是要真正明白，我们的父天父就是爱，他爱我们每一个人。
No matter circumstances we may be under, and we are His beloved. He loves us.
虽然不管什么情况发生，包括我们的自己的失败，他总是爱我们。
And Jude here continues to say that we need to keep ourselves in His love.
所以在这个犹大书也讲到，我们要保守我们自己在他的爱中。
And how do we keep ourselves in the love of God?
那么我们怎样能够保守我们自己在神的爱中呢？
And in the, from the word we can see that it is by keeping his commandments.
我们知道从神的话语来讲，如果我们遵守他的命令的话，我们就是能够在他的爱中。
And brothers and sisters, God's words are his commandments to us.
因为我们知道弟兄姐妹们，神的话就是对我们的命令。
And in John chapter 15, that's how the Lord says that how he kept himself in the love of the Father.
因为在约翰十五章里面讲到神，耶稣讲到他自己是怎样能够在神的爱中。
And our Lord says that if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love.
所以在十五章第十节里面讲，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
And this is our Lord and told his disciples and concerning himself and also command his disciples to do so.
这也是主耶稣基督跟他的门徒讲，要给他们命令，叫他们当怎样行。
So, therefore, brothers and sisters, we can see that to keep ourselves in the love of God is not some sentimental feelings.
我们讲在这里讲到弟兄姐妹们，如果我们讲到怎样在在主的爱里的时候，不只是好像是一个概念上面的事情。
It's not just some affection, some sentimental feelings, and there's a love there.
好像只是一个虚渺的一个幻想一样的说法，
情感上，
只是情感上面的说法。
Yeah. And it's actually by keeping his commandments.
实际上讲的是完全是有行动的，是要遵守他的命令。
And by keeping his commandments, not only can we come to know and experience the love of God.
我们只有这样遵守他的命令，我们才能够认识他，在他的爱中。
By keeping his commandments, that is also our way.To show our love to him.
也是我们要遵守他的命令的话，也是一个另外一个方面，表示我们爱他。
And it is in John chapter 14, verse 21.
我们另外还有在约翰福音的十四章里面，21节。
Our Lord says that he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
是这样说的，有了我的命令又遵守的，这就是这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
So brothers and sisters, as we keep the commandments of the Lord, it is a twofold way of showing of the manifestation of love.
所以我们看的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们遵守他的命令的话，我们可以从两个方面来看到这爱的发生。
And on the one hand, it is we can come to know the love of the Father to experience Him, His love.
从一方面讲，我们能够认识他，我们能够认识他的大爱，能够经历他的大爱。
On the other hand, it is also the way for us to show our love to him.
从另外一方面来讲，也是表示我们是怎样的爱父。
And probably, I'm going to jump into the last few points.
下面我可能只能到后面几点方面跟大家讲一下。
So we need to pray in the whole, we need to continue to build ourselves up upon our most holy faith.
所以我们真正要靠着我们真正的信在至圣的道上面来建造自己。
And we need to pray in the Holy Spirit, and we need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
因为我们要在圣灵里祷告，我们要把我们自己保守在我们神的爱中。
And we need to look upon the mercy of our Lord.
我们也要仰望他的怜悯。
Because no matter how zealous or how much desire we may have,
不管我们的渴慕渴望是怎样
，and without His mercy, and we are doomed to fail.
如果没有他的恩典的话，我们一定是灭亡的。
And we thank the Lord because our Lord is the merciful High Priest.
我们感谢我们的主，因为他是最高的非常有怜悯的神。
And His mercy it is out of His love too.
他的恩典完全是为着我们。
In His mercy, He can sympathize with us in our weaknesses.
因为他的恩典，他能够明白同情。我们所经历的软弱。
Yes, before the Lord's returns and in our journey back home, there's a lot of snares, temptations, even attacks of the enemy.
我们知道，在主来接我们之前，我们会有许多遇到许许多多的诱惑和征战在我们当中。还有许多的难处，还有许多的难处。
Yeah. And a lot of times we ourselves have many weaknesses and difficulties as well.
因为我们许多的我们自己的本身是软弱的，我们有许多的困难在我们的要走的这个路上。
But we thank the Lord, He is merciful.
我们知道感谢我们的主，他是怜悯的神。
And He knows and He sympathizes with us.
因为他了解我们，知道我们。他同情我们。
And His word does not stop there, and He will strengthen us. He will continue to lead us on.
所以他的话不只停在这里，怜悯，他也会坚强我们，让我们能够跟他一起同行。
And just like Jesus says, how much do we need the mercy of the Lord and to eternal life till enter into eternity?
所以就像犹大在这里讲的，我们都是多么需要他的大爱，能带领我们进入他的永生。
We thank the Lord because it is His great salvation.
我们感谢主，因为这是他自己的救恩。
And it is our God who is able to keep us from stumbling.
所以也就是他保守我们不失脚。
And He will make us stand in the glory of God, blameless with great joy.
所以也是他让我们能够欢欢喜喜的在他的荣耀站在他的荣耀面前。
And it is from grace to grace.
因为我们所得到的一切都是从恩典。再到恩典。
And His great salvation will be manifested in His children, in His church.
因为他的恩典的救恩完全把他的子民能够带起来，带大起来。
And our Lord will accomplish His purpose and His work in the world.
我们真愿我们的主，他的旨意成就，他的旨意在我们身上，在这个包括这个世界身上完全的成就。
And He will accomplish for sure, accomplish His work for sure.
因为我们的主一定他要完成他的工作。
But I think the question is for us: Are we willing to heed the exhortation?
但是对我们来说，我们弟兄姐妹们，我们怎样来回应我们主他要完成的工作呢
？Are we willing to heed the exhortation to build ourselves up on our most holy faith?
是不是我们能够回应？我们也来这样，确实的，我们要在至善的真道上面来建造我们自己。
And are we willing to put more time and more energy and more ourselves, devote more ourselves into prayers?
是不是我们能够也是一样的尽心尽力尽性的？我们也在我们的祷告当中。
And are we willing to keep ourselves in the love of God.
让我们真是保守我们自己在主的爱中。
And are we look upon the mercy of our Lord until we see His face?
让我们一起赞扬仰慕他的恩典，让我们直到见他的面。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们愿主啊赐给我们恩典、怜悯。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you for your great salvation.
主，我们真是要感谢和赞美你，谢谢你的给我们的救恩。
And Lord, we thank you because indeed you have begun a good work in us.
我们要感谢你，因为你已经开始了你在我们身上的工作。
And you will perfect it.
因为你会完成。
And to your own glory.
因为为了你自己的荣耀。
And Lord, do pray that you will open our eyes.
我们在这里祷告，也是你开我们的眼睛。
And so that we can truly see the greatness of your salvation.
让我们真正能够看见你的救恩的伟大。
And we can truly see the abundance and the riches in Christ.
我们能够在主耶稣基督里看到你的丰盛和丰富。
Our hearts will be attracted.
我们的心会被你完全吸引。
And we are willing to grow to know more of you.
我们愿意与你配合，我们愿意成长在你的里面。
And the Lord, pray that the burden our hearts so that we can truly learn how to trust in you, depend on you through prayer.
我们真实的在这里祷告，让我们真正的能够通过祷告，我们能够真正的认识你，而且能够依靠你。
And the Lord, teach us how to keep ourselves in your love.
主啊，也帮助我们，真是怎样能够在你的爱中。
And never allowed us to escape from your love.
让我们不永远不离开你的爱。
And the Lord,
主啊
，direct our eyes upon your mercy.
我们要仰望你的完全的恩典。
Lord, we do pray that you will gain your glory among your people.
我们知道，我们在这祷告，你在我们当中得到你要得到的一切的荣耀。
And the Lord, we know that your return is very near.
主啊，我们知道你的回来的日子越来越近。
And teach us how to number our days.
真是帮助我们数算我们的日子。
And how to live and serve according to your will.
真是我们怎样来活，来服侍你。
And so that we may bring joy and satisfaction to you even today.
我们真是让我们有你的充满你的喜乐在我们当中。
And continue lead us on so that we may see you face to face one day with great joy.
继续带领我们跟随你走，让我们见面的时候，与你相见的时候，真是有充满了喜乐。
And we thank you for your word, thank you for being with us.
我们谢谢你的话语，谢谢你与我们的同在。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.